This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds. Seattle's largest biotech company, Dendreon, filed for bankruptcy today. They're perhaps best known for developing an FDA-approved drug to treat prostate cancer. Here to explain what happened, Seattle-based biotech writer Luke Timmerman. Luke, welcome back again.
Great to be here.
So Dendreon created this prostate cancer drug called Provenge, and the company leaders assumed it was going to be a big moneymaker. Where did they go wrong?
A number of ways. It's really been a tragicomedy of errors, you could say. They priced it really high to begin with, and that gave a lot of doctors and insurers some sticker shock. There was debate about how they conducted their clinical trials, which created some uncertainty about how well the drug really worked. And the combination of that uncertainty and the high price caused a cloud of doubt to arise over the company and made it difficult for them to reach all the doctors and patients that they hoped to reach.
Why did they declare bankruptcy?
Because they borrowed a whole lot of money, which they were not in a position to fully pay back. So at the beginning of the drug introduction, they borrowed $620 million on the assumption that this would become a multi-billion dollar product and they would be able to pay all that back do all the other things they wanted to do. But the drug fell far short of sales expectations, and here they are today.
Is this a business failure or a failure of the actual drug to do what it was supposed to do?
I think the clinical trial data is solid that says this drug provides a median survival benefit of about 4 months over standard treatment and with minimal side effects. Now, there is, as I said, some debate within the cancer community about that. But they did get that through the FDA. It withstood another round of questioning from Medicare experts. So the data stands. But like I said, the drug had a high price, and there's a quirk here. It's not just that the high price scared people away, but that doctors had to purchase the drug and then hope for Medicare to provide them timely reimbursement. And when Medicare is making noises publicly saying they're not so sure about this drug, that really scared doctors. And so they just stayed away.
Well, Dendreon has filed Chapter 11. Might it come back from bankruptcy?
It could. So the company has said they hope to continue operating under Chapter 11 protection. So that means that patients and doctors who are getting the drug today should be able to get a steady supply. But it will be up to the court to decide how much they need to cut back to achieve stability. And in the meantime, the company has said they would like to sell the assets to some other company. Now, they have already tried that, and it has been unsuccessful. So it's very much up in the air and will be up to the court.
So you were mentioning 710 employees. What becomes of them?
Many of them are likely to lose their jobs as part of the bankruptcy restructuring. The ones who stay will have worthless stock options. So it's not going to be a great situation for them either way. But some of them may land at other Seattle biotech companies. We've talked about earlier, there are a number of interesting next-generation cancer immunotherapy companies here, Juno Therapeutics being one, Adaptive Biotechnologies being another, Seattle Genetics is a healthy company. So these companies will benefit. They will be able to pick up some experienced and smart people.
Well, the official announcement that Dendreon was filing for bankruptcy just came out today, but I understand it was kind of expected.
Yes, because as I said, they borrowed all this money, and people following the stock, looking at the quarterly earnings reports, could see that the sales were just not ever going to ramp up in a big enough way to pay off all that debt.
Luke Timmerman, Seattle-based biotech journalist, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
It's The Record on KUOW.